But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
Los Angeles has many famous hotels, but there is one that has, perhaps, the most colorful history. It sits perched up on a hill just off Sunset Boulevard. Built in 1929, its design was inspired by a chateau in France. The hotel has a French Gothic style, 7 floors, turrets, steep roofs, arched windows, and plenty of secrets. It's called the Chateau Marmont. While the hotel was one of the most famous in Hollywood, it was known for its discretion. As one talent agent said, if you're going to get into trouble, do it at the Chateau. The hotel is where stars came to have secret trysts, where celebs would stay while going through divorces, where writers holed up to finish screenplays, and where Hollywood came to do deals. I remember having lunch at the Chateau's garden restaurant once. It was very quiet that particular sunny afternoon, and there was only one other occupied table. When I happened to glance over, I realized It was Yoko Ono. Later, I noticed Ryan Reynolds having a meeting with studio executives at another table. It's that kind of place. But its history is even more intriguing. The Marmont is a place that welcomes outrageous behavior as long as it's between consenting adults. In the fascinating book, The Castle on Sunset, author Sean Levy says Desi Arnaz had multiple affairs there while married to Lucy. One night, Lucy and Desi got into a terrible fight. One of them threw an attaché case at the other. It went out the window, flew open, and a shower of cash rained down on Sunset Boulevard. After her divorce from Laurence Olivier, Vivian Lee checked into the hotel with 22 pieces of luggage and a Siamese cat. Graham Nash moved into one of the hotel's bungalows after he broke up with Joni Mitchell. Howard Hughes was a regular customer, installing starlets in various rooms. Led Zeppelin once rented 6 floors at the chateau. Drummer John Bonham apparently drove his motorcycle through the lobby. Actor Boris Karloff lived at the Chateau Marmont for years. He liked the manager so much, he would send a chilled martini down the elevator for her every night. Rehearsals for the classic movie Rebel Without a Cause were held at the hotel. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was written there. The song You've Lost That Love and Feeling was composed in one of the rooms. While the Chateau Marmont was always admired for its low-key discretion, one incident changed everything on March 5, 1982. That was the night John Belushi died of an overdose in bungalow number 3. The incident made the hotel not only famous, but infamous. It was the kind of publicity the Chateau Marmont never wanted. There are some hotels in the world that don't need publicity. Some attract guests because of their exotic locations. Some are famous for their luxury. And some are just convenient because of their proximity to other tourist destinations. But for the rest of the world's hotels, it all comes down to marketing. Today, we talk about hotels that market themselves by advertising specific rooms. Some are inspired by TV shows, some are inspired by movies, and some hotels advertise the fact that something famous happened in their rooms.
You're under the influence.
Tourism is big business. And whenever there's a lucrative category crowded with competitors, it means marketing plays a big role. While hotels are one element of vacation destinations, some hotels become destinations. Often, people choose to build a vacation around a hotel they're staying at. And some even plan their trip around the very room they have reserved. Because when it comes to branded hotel rooms, there are a lot of unique choices. If you're a fan of Bond, James Bond, there is a room quietly awaiting you at the Seven Hotel in Paris. It's a luxury suite called the James Bond Lair. Can you guess the room number? You not only get a room with a killer view, you get a full immersion into the world of James Bond. On the desk is a lamp made from a golden gun. The iconic wall-sized image of Connery with his trusty Walther handgun towers over the living area. There is a stunning main bedroom, which makes sense, as Bond did much of his handiwork there. Room number 007 also has a mirror over the bed, so Bond can keep one eye open for villains.
J. James Bond, 007. Licensed to kill whom he pleases, where he pleases, when he pleases.
There is a Turkish steam room to remind you of Bond's time in Istanbul in From Russia with Love. There is a library of every single Bond film at your fingertips. And what would a James Bond suite be without a mini bar where you can mix your own vodka martinis? But let's say you're not just a Bond fan, you're a super fan. Is there a place that offers an even greater experience? The answer is yes. Welcome to the Fleming Villa in Jamaica. James Bond was created by author Ian Fleming. During World War II, Fleming was part of British intelligence. One operation was codenamed GoldenEye, a name that captivated Fleming. In 1942, an intelligence summit took place in Jamaica. Fleming fell in love with the exotic location and decided he would make it his home after the war. 4 years later, in 1946, he purchased 15 acres on the island, designed his dream house, and named it GoldenEye. And there, at a small wooden desk in the corner of the villa, Fleming wrote all 14 of his James Bond novels. He would wake up, swim, write after breakfast, then take a nap. While walking on the beach, Fleming began imagining plots for his dashing spy. But first, he needed a name for the agent with a license to kill. That's when a book about birds inspired him.
When I started to write these books in 1952, I wanted a really flat, quiet name. And one of my Bibles out here is James Bond's Birds of the West Indies, which is a very famous ornithological book indeed. And I thought, well, now, James Bond, now that's a pretty quiet name. And so I simply stole it and used it.
The rest is 007 history. Today, you can actually rent GoldenEye. The villa is tucked discreetly inside a lush garden. It has its own private beach, two guest cottages, a pool, media room, wet bar, and comes with its own butler, housekeeper, and cook. Many a celebrity has stayed at the Fleming Villa, from Princess Margaret and Katharine Hepburn to Sting, who wrote Every Breath You Take There, to someone named Daniel Craig, I believe it is. Here's the best part. Fleming's small wooden writing desk is still there, in the same spot, overlooking the ocean. You can rent Fleming Villa for about $5,000 per night. It's pricey, but hey, you only live twice. Ever wanted to live in a yellow submarine? Now you can, at least for a few days, in none other than the Beatles' hometown of Liverpool, England. The Yellow Sub Hotel floats near the Albert Dock, just 15 minutes away from the famous Cavern Club. The 80-foot submarine is painted to resemble the Yellow Sub in the Beatles' famous animated film. Upon entering the floating hotel, you are greeted with a stylish lounge decorated with Fab Four gold records. The interior is surprisingly spacious and is done in a 60s psychedelic design. Beatles memorabilia is scattered throughout. Your friends can all come aboard, as it offers three ensuite bedrooms, a kitchen, a double jacuzzi, and a great stereo system. The owner bought the submarine from Paramount Pictures, where it had been used in the movie The Hunt for Red October, starring Sean Connery. There are a lot of diehard Beatle fans in the world, like moi, and we all eventually do our pilgrimage to Liverpool. While there are multiple hotel options there, many of those fans will opt to stay in the Yellow Sub Hotel for the experience. And that's how marketing works. But it's not the only hotel room you can book with a bit of Beatles history. In May of 1969, John and Yoko staged one of their famous bed-ins at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in Montreal. The couple had staged their first bed-in at the Hilton Hotel in Amsterdam. The Lennons were on their honeymoon, knew they would be hounded by the press, so decided to use the attention to protest against war. John Lennon was always a fan of advertising, and he wanted to use the bed-in as an advertisement for peace. At first, the press rushed to the hotel room thinking the couple might be staging a live sex act. But John and Yoko surprised everyone by simply sitting in bed, in white pajamas, offering to talk about peace. John and Yoko originally wanted to do a second bed-in in New York, but a previous marijuana conviction kept Lennon out of the U.S. He then wanted to hold it at the King Edward Hotel in Toronto, but Globe and Mail rock journalist Richie York, who I worked with at my first job at radio station FM 108 in Burlington, convinced Lennon to choose Montreal instead, saying Toronto was too conservative and Montreal offered closer proximity to the New York press. Richie later went on to work with the Lennons. The famous couple stayed in the hotel room for a week, reportedly doing nearly 150 interviews, and famously recorded Give Peace a Chance in that very room. And room number 1742 is available to rent at the Fairmount Queen Elizabeth Hotel. Reproductions of the iconic hairpiece and bedpiece posters hang in the windows behind the famous bed. Photos from the bed-in decorate the walls. There is a 1969-era television in the corner that plays clips from the bed-in. An acoustic guitar sits in a stand near the bed. And there's a wall that features a multimedia experience. And if you're a rock fan, why not give Fred Flintstone a chance?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're a fan of 60s and 70s television shows, there's a hotel that's right up your alley. It's called the Roxbury, located in the Catskill Mountains of Upper New York State. Actually, it's two sister properties, the Roxbury Motel and the Roxbury at Stratton Falls. And together, they offer you nearly 40 themed rooms and cottages. Let's say you were a fan of this show in your misspent youth. You can reserve a room called Fred's Lair and have a yabba-dabba-doo good time. The room is inspired by the Flintstones cartoon home. The walls look like they're made from huge slabs of granite that came right out of the Slate Rock and Gravel Company. The furniture is big and prehistorically beefy. The sofa and bedspread feature faux animal furs. The bathroom and shower are done in pebble stones. And there is a dinosaur head mounted high on the wall. It's a festival of Flintstone. But let's say your tastes run a little more gothic. Inspired by the 1931 Bela Lugosi film, Room 41 at the Roxbury is a cottage called Dracula's Fangs. Decorated in sinister elegance, Drac's room features a castle ambiance with vaulted ceilings and a grand winding staircase where you can greet your guests by saying,
"I am Dracula. I bid you welcome."
The staircase leads to a vampiric throne chamber. There are velvet blackout curtains as we don't want too much sunshine slipping into the castle. Bat eyes glimmer from elegant candelabras. The furnishings are in blood red. Hundreds of winged bats cling to the curved ceiling over the grand entry hall. The wallpaper in the bathroom is patterned with blurred mirrors, as a vampire doesn't make a reflection. Even the toilet paper holder is a medieval gargoyle bat. But if you prefer something inspired by lighter fare, one of the most popular rooms is called Marianne's Coconut Cream Pie.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour.
Inspired by the Gilligan's Island sitcom that ran from 1964 to 1967, where a boat of sightseers is caught in a storm and end up marooned on a desert island, Room 27 at the Roxbury is actually inspired by a particular episode of Gilligan's Island. It's the one where the castaways suspect Gilligan might be suffering from a deadly disease, so they need to test his appetite. So, Marianne, who does most of the cooking on the island, makes Gilligan's favorite dish.
What kind of pie is this, Marianne?
Coconut cream.
Oh, boy, that's Gilligan's favorite. I mean, we'll sure find out if he's lost his appetite with that.
Room 27 is unlike any other room at the Roxbury because it is decorated to feel like you are living inside a dessert. Specifically, a coconut cream pie. The ceiling over the circular bed looks like giant dollops of whipped cream. The entire room, which took 7 months to create, is encircled by a pie crust molding. There are even seashells on the headboard that spell out SOS. Signed photos of actress Dawn Wells, who played Marianne, dot the walls. One of the owners of the Roxbury properties was a Broadway actor playwright, and the other owner built sets for Saturday Night Live, so they know their way around a theatrical presentation. In case you think the hotel sounds tacky, know this. The Roxbury Hotel is rated among the top 25 hotels in the U.S. by TripAdvisor. It boasts a 5 out of 5 rating from over 800 reviewers. The themed rooms were recognized by the Traveler's Choice Awards as being among the best of the best. There are a lot of hotels to choose from in the Catskills. That's why the owners of the Roxbury wanted to stand out. They don't just market a hotel, they advertise roomcations. There is a 19th century building in London, England, called the Georgian House Hotel. It offers you a Harry Potter-themed room. Called the Wizard Chamber, the room is located on the lower ground floor. To access it, you walk down a long, narrow hallway lit with flickering candles as the Harry Potter theme plays. The room has a secret door hidden behind a bookcase. When the door creaks open, it reveals a room right out of Hogwarts. Mysterious and gothic, it has faux castle details like stained glass windows, stone walls, archways, study tables, spell books, and cauldrons. The four-poster bed has a velvet canopy in the Gryffindor colors of red and gold. The hotel has paid attention to the tiny details. The wine glasses are three broomstick goblets. Mugs are emblazoned with the sign of the Deathly Hallows. There are wooden owls and wall-mounted antlers. You can mix your own magic potion under the watchful eye of the hotel's head wizard. You're given an ancient scroll that provides instructions on how to mix vaporized troll fat and revival mushroom compound into an array of colorful concoctions. When you reserve the room, you also get a walking tour of London landmarks used in the film. Plus, you get tickets to tour Leavesden Studios in North London, where Harry Potter was filmed. And there, you'll see actual sets, props, and costumes. The entire experience is fun and immersive. And if you're wondering if it's popular, know this. The day the Harry Potter suite first became available, the hotel's website crashed as Potter fans rushed to book the room. Now, if you're looking for more of a, let's say, personal connection to the Harry Potter books, you could stay at the prestigious Balmoral Hotel in Edinburgh, Scotland. The 100-year-old building is just steps from the cafe where J.K. Rowling wrote the first words of her first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, back in 1997. But room number 552 at the five-star hotel is special for a different reason. Because it was there Rowling finished writing her very last book in the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. The reason J.K. Rowling chose to reserve a room at the Balmoral Hotel is one every busy parent can relate to. Just as she was nearly finished writing, there came a day when the window cleaner showed up, the kids were at home, the dog was barking, and she couldn't concentrate. It was at that moment she realized she could throw money at the problem. So, she reserved room number 552 at the beautiful Balmoral to get some peace and quiet, and stayed for 6 months. The purple door of room number 552 is decorated with a finely crafted owl knocker and a small brass plaque that says, "The J.K. Rowling Suite." The room is more like a small, beautifully appointed apartment. The bookshelf is lined with all the Harry Potter novels, but more importantly, the room contains the actual writing desk where Rowling penned the final chapters, the actual chair where she sat, and the queen-size bed where she slept. But here's the best part. When Rowling wrote the final words of her final Harry Potter book and dotted the final period, she celebrated by writing one more thing. She scribbled a message on the back of a marble bust that sat in the corner. On it, she wrote, "Finished writing Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows in this room, number 552, on January 11th, 2007. Signed, J.K. Rowling." When she tweeted a photo of the bust to the world, she said, quote, "Celebrated by graffitiing a bust in my hotel room. Never do this. It's wrong." Well, it may be wrong, but it's now valuable. That marble bust is still in the room you can rent, protected in a glass case. How much is it worth? Well, a special edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, annotated, illustrated, and signed by J.K. Rowling, recently sold at auction for $227,000. So what would a signed bust marking the end of the final Harry Potter novel be worth? Let's just say it would take a little wizardry in the checkbook department to pull that one off. The hotel business is a crowded category. And in busy categories, the key is to find a way to stand out in the marketplace. In each of the stories today, the hotels chose to market unique rooms to a very specific target audience. The Roxbury properties in the Catskills wants to attract baby boomers, knowing the first TV generation is reaching retirement, has the most discretionary money to spend, and harbors a soft spot for the television shows of their youth. For Beatle fans, and that covers people 8 to 80, the Floating Yellow Sub Hotel gives you a reason to choose it when you visit Liverpool. While some hotels manufacture an experience, others invite you to experience a past event that still lingers. Room 1742 at the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in Montreal is the very room where John Lennon recorded one of his most famous anthems. For James Bond fans, the Fleming Villa in Jamaica offers you the opportunity to sit at the very desk Ian Fleming used to write all his 007 novels. And the Balmoral Hotel in Edinburgh offers a rare treat, the experience of reserving the very room J.K. Rowling used while writing the final installment of her famous novels. And you can marvel at the marble she signed the moment she finished the book. There's a good chance you'll probably forget that T-shirt you bought on a holiday or that trinket you once purchased on vacation, but you'll always remember an experience when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Jeff Devine. Research, Patrick James Aslan. Under the Influence theme by Ari Posner and Ian Lefever. Music provided by APM Music. Follow me on social at Terry O. Influence. This is Season 12. If you're enjoying this episode, you might also like Tourism Marketing, Season 4, Episode 15. You'll find it in our archives wherever you listen to the show. You can now find our podcasts on the Apostrophe YouTube channel. And if you think there are too many ads in a show about advertising, don't be shaken or stirred. You can now listen ad-free on Amazon Music. See you next week.
Fun fact, on Gilligan's Island, Gilligan was the character's last name. His first name, as revealed in the pilot episode, was Willie. Willie Gilligan.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.